Library of Adventure, featuring the great adventures of yesterday, dramatized for the boys and girls of today. Michael Strogoff, Courier of the Tsar. Chapter 20 of the story adapted from the novel by Jules Verne. With incredible courage and unrelenting determination, Michael Strogoff bore the insults and the physical suffering thrust upon him by the detachment of Tartars who brought him, tied to a horse's stirrup, into the town of Nizhny Udinsk. With Nadia Fedor, he was flung into an empty room. And with Nadia, he planned how best they could make their escape. Soon the chance came. A drunken guard came to the room to take away the girl, when suddenly she gave a sign, and Michael leapt upon the guard and overpowered him. Michael and Nadia were free. If they could escape the Tartars, now diverted from the entertainments they'd promised themselves. A voice shouted angrily in a distant part of the house.
Hold her! Sergei! The prisoners are escaping!
Into the street, Nadia! Guide me by hand!
Down this way, Michael! There's a heavy byway between the church and the gardens!
Lead and I follow!
Faster! Faster!
We've thrown them off, Michael. We are not being pursued.
They won't worry over much about us. In any case, they're all celebrating the capture of the town. Fortunately, they never guessed my real identity. But we must put distance between us.
Towards Irkutsk?
Always.
Oh, I'm rested now. Come, Michael.
Nadia. Nadia.
She is asleep. Exhausted. We must find food during the next march or die. I cannot leave her. Not while there's a chance that we might reach Irkutsk before Ogareff. When she can walk no further, I will carry her in my arms. While I have strength in my body, I must bend it to do the Tsar's will. What time is it now, I wonder? Near morning? I must wake her.
Nadia. Nadia, my dear. Nadia.
Oh, it is you, Michael. Oh, I was dreaming, I think. Are you ready to start again?
We must.
I know. Have you slept?
No, I couldn't. What time is it?
About 3 a.m, I think. The eastern sky is paling.
There's a small village not more than 3 miles from here. Can you walk that far?
Of course. Oh, Michael, I am so weak and you have been so strong. If we do not find food in the village, I'm afraid that I will not be able to go on.
I will carry you then. I've sworn to see you safely in Irkutsk, and I will.
Yes. Yes, I believe you will. But how? How?
It's growing light. I can feel it. Come, Nadia. Give me your arm. The village is not so very far ahead.
I will try. I will try.
Feel better now?
How fortunate to find food in a deserted village. Oh, deserted except for the bodies of the poor people who perished under the Tartar swords.
They will be avenged.
Oh, it is horrible.
Nadia, since we've been together, you have never spoken of my mother. How did you meet?
By accident, or by divine providence. We were attracted to each other in some strange way. I was able to help her when the road grew over-weary. And in return, she gave me the strength of will to carry on and hoped that someday it would all be well for us. But your mother, is she...
Dead? I don't know. She was lying near the place where they put out my sight. I felt for her body. I don't know whether she survived that night or not.
Poor Martha. When we met, you were Nicholas Korpanoff to me.
I should have always been Nicholas Korpanoff.
No, you could not.
I've broken my oath, Nadia. I had sworn not to see my mother.
You could not help but go to her in the moment when the lash was raised above her.
I have broken my oath. May I be pardoned for it?
Michael, I have a question to ask you. Don't answer if it vexes you.
Speak.
Now that the Tsar's letter has been taken from you, why are you so anxious to reach Irkutsk? Did you know the contents of that letter before you left Moscow?
No, I did not.
Then, am I to think that your wish to place me in my father's hands is the only thing which draws you on towards Irkutsk?
No, I cannot deceive you. I go where duty orders me to go. As to taking you to Irkutsk, Nada, it is you who are taking me. Don't I see with your eyes? Isn't it your hand which guides me? Oh, I don't know if fate will cease to go against us. But the day on which you thank me for placing you in your father's hands, on that day I will thank you for having led me to Irkutsk.
Poor Michael. But that is no answer to my question. Why are you in such a hurry to reach Irkutsk?
Because I must be there before Ivan Ogareff.
Even now?
Even now. And I will be there. Can you walk a little faster, Nadia?
I will try. How far now?
A mile to Kimiltaisko. Since you say we've passed the fir grove.
Oh, do we rest there?
No, we must cross the Dinka before dark. If you can walk so far?
I can try. Give me your hand.
Time to move, Nadia.
I can't. I can't.
I will lift you up. See? It will be easier once you are warm.
9 days. 9 days we've walked and walked and walked. Oh, Michael, will it never end?
Lead me onto the high road, Nadia, my brave little sister. Another 2 days, three at most, and we'll reach the shores of Lake Baikal.
I can't.
You can. Take my hand. Lead me onto the road.
Leave me here, Michael. Reach Irkutsk. Tell my father where I am. I will wait until he comes. I'm not afraid of the Tartars. But I cannot walk any further. I cannot.
Oh, my dear, forgive me. I've asked 10 times too much of you already. Come, I'll carry you. In 6 hours, we'll be at the lake. Shh, Nadia. One last effort. For Russia and the Tsar.
Michael, it is. It is the lake.
We have achieved it then.
Oh, put me down.
You're not heavy.
Oh, but you have carried me for nearly 6 hours.
I couldn't have done it without your eyes to see for me.
Oh, I'm sorry for the scene I made. It was that my heart failed me for a moment.
Someday, somehow, I swear that I will make up all this for you.
No, I owe everything to you. Oh, how beautiful it is.
I remember it. 300 rivers flow into Lake Baikal, Nadia. And yet only one river flows out to carry away all that water. It's down that one river we must go. For Irkutsk lies on the banks of it.
What do they call it?
The Angara. From here to the mouth of the river is about 40 miles. And from the mouth of the river to Irkutsk, only another 60.
Only? 100 miles.
But see how little remains of the 1,700 miles which faced us when we left Moscow.
But how will we cover the last 100? Not on foot, Michael. Oh, no.
No, it'll be easy, I hope. There are fishing boats and small rafts which ply along the shore of the lake. If we're fortunate enough to find one...
It is growing late, Michael. Perhaps we'd better go down to the shore.
Who's hurrying now? All right, then. Down to the shore. Can you see anyone?
Not yet.
I thought I heard voices. I was mistaken.
Michael, stop. There is someone. A great heap of rocks. I saw a man. He was spying on us, I think.
Tatars?
I don't know. Oh, what shall we do?
Too late now for hiding. If this is the end, Nadia, let us walk towards it. Come.
To the end, Michael.
Brave.
Stop. Stay where you are.
A Russian.
Oh, heaven be praised. We mean you no harm. We are Russian.
Who are you? Where have you come from?
We are alone, and we come from Moscow. My brother has been blinded by the Tatars. We are trying to reach Irkutsk.
That is sad for your brother, but I can help you reach Irkutsk. We are going there.
We?
Yes. Fugitives from the Tatars, brother. 30 of us. I am a boatman. I own the raft. It will hold 2 more.
Where are the Tatars?
Along both banks of the Angara. If the ice doesn't block us, if the wolves don't attack, if the Tatars don't discover us in the dark, we will reach Irkutsk. Do you wish to travel with us?
We do.
Come. It is a small chance, but there is no other way. Come.
So Michael and Nadia reached the last stage of their incredible journey across Russia. But Michael must yet find his way into the city of Irkutsk. The Tatars line the banks of the river. Manifold dangers lie in wait for the weary travelers. What will be the outcome of the journey by raft? Listen again when next we present Michael Strogoff, Courier of the Tsar.